The Iranian presidential election is a week away, the first one since the 2009 polling, when a police crackdown on protests known as the Green Revolution left many dead and jailed. Authorities in Iran seem to be doing everything they can to restrict the free flow of information in the country in the hopes that it can prevent a repeat of 2009. Golnaz Esfandiari is a senior correspondent for Radio Free Europe and editor of the Persian Letters blog. She's been following the media in the run-up to the vote.
At least one or two of the presidential candidates have, during their TV appearances, criticized censorship on state TV, which is quite interesting.
These candidates are given equal time on state TV.
Yes.
Tell me what that looks like.
They appear in different shows. There has been very long debates, and the first one ended in a fiasco because it was a short question and answer format, and some of the candidates basically refused to answer to some of the questions, and they said the questions are wrong. And there was a very funny part where the presenter would show some pictures to the candidates, and they would have to describe or speak about whatever came to their mind, which ended up being very funny.
They did
funny.
A Rorschach test of presidential candidates on national
television.
Exactly.
It was a presidential Rorschach test, and these debates has led to lots of jokes among Iranians.
I understand that the election videos of even these hand-selected candidates were censored by the state for what exactly?
One of the candidates, his name is Mohsen Rezaei. He's loyalist to Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, so he's very much in line with the establishment. He apparently, in his campaign video, was talking about poverty in the Iranian society, and he recalled meeting a man who had lost a few of his children in the Iran-Iraq war. And he apparently said that the man told him that if the situation continues as it is and he can't feed his family, then he would commit suicide. And Rezaei's website reported that that sentence was cut from his campaign video.
Is the issue of the sanctions by the U.S. and other Western countries against Iran over its nuclear ambitions, is that an issue in the campaign?
It is, because the economy is the main issue for Iranians. They complain about the rising prices and how difficult life is getting for them. Many people say that the sanctions are hurting ordinary Iranians instead of the regime.
The sanctions affecting the general populace as opposed to the elites is actually always the idea, isn't it? To put political pressure from the body politic on the people making the decisions. Yet there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of backlash towards the ruling clerics. Is the Iranian public feeling just defeated?
There is a sense of disillusionment among many, especially of the young people. Some believe that they can't make a change. Others are so busy with day-to-day life that they say, I don't care about politics. And there's also not a real candidate that can mobilize people at this point. The state crackdown of 4 years ago, it's ongoing. It's not being reported in the media, but there's still arrests, there's still people being summoned by intelligence officials. And the government has had 4 years to get ready for this election. They've created new bodies to monitor social media.
Now, the Ayatollah Khamenei has denounced social media as a Zionist tool, and yet the ruling elite is getting into social media. How are they doing that?
Khamenei himself or his people who work on his team has been using Twitter to spread his message for a few years now. He's also very active on Google+. He has an Instagram account, also a Facebook account, Saeed Jalili, which is by far the most hardline of the eight candidates. He's very active on social media. But the thing is that none of them would acknowledge that these are official accounts. Often they write these accounts are being maintained by the supporters. As for Ayatollah Khamenei, it's the same. His people are never going to say, yes, we are working on this account. But it was reported by a few sources inside the country that that, for example, his Facebook is run by his media people.
I'd love to see his Pinterest. I'm just dying to know what he's pinned. Gulnaz, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Gulnaz Esfandiari is a senior correspondent for Radio Free Europe.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.